All right, Dr. Vic Mancharamani, I'm getting better.
You're getting much better.
In our studios, we call him Dr. Vic here. He's been a local expert. So what's it feel like to get a PhD from MIT, teach at Yale University, and then teach at Harvard University in the engineering department? I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's fun, Jack. I enjoy teaching the kids because I find I learn more than I probably share in terms of value. So they usually challenge your basic assumptions. I might go so far as to say in some cases they're quite naive and they may have a different political inclination than I do, but that's okay. I learn from them.
How's the coping skills of our college students today in our most affluent universities? Are they able to cope if they get a C-plus from you, or do they call mom and dad?
No. A C-plus is worse than a failing grade in this. I mean, there's grade inflation for sure.
Do you ever get calls from mom and dad that you gave your kid, they gave their kid a C?
Have not had that happen yet at Harvard.
Good. Hey, you have a great personal story. Lived out of Massachusetts, teach at Harvard, but you moved to Lincoln, New Hampshire. Why?
Yeah, Jack, it's a good story. It's a good story, at least from, well, it's a true story. Let's start there. Forget about whether it's good or bad. I'll let you judge. It was really during the pandemic, right at the very beginning, and even before that. I have a daughter with some special needs, and we were struggling with the town of Lexington, Mass, trying to tell us they knew better, for our daughter specifically, what she needed than we, than my wife and I did as parents. It got quite heated, quite difficult. The pandemic, intensified some of those tensions to the point where, it was potentially going in the direction of a lawsuit, and I just couldn't stomach it. Meanwhile, our weekends for years prior, really going back to 2015, had been heavenly up in Lincoln, driven in large part by the New England Disabled Sports Program, which is an unbelievably positive
on the ski hill over at Loon.
Unbelievable program. I have nothing but amazingly positive things to say about them. They changed my family's dynamic in such a positive way and gave my daughter a skill. She can ski and confidence, etc. And so my wife and I eventually just looked at each other and say, why are we having these heavenly weekends and these more challenging weeks? Let's just make them all day, all week, heavenly. And so we moved up, was embraced by the community. We've loved the whole New Hampshire spirit.
Good move, as they say.
Yeah, great move.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is sort of a big 20,000-foot question, but you teach, maybe you touch upon this in your teaching at Harvard about different populations, different trends, different things, different forces, because while water and gravity may push one thing this way, something may be going inverted. But I guess my question is, in the last 3 years, one thing that brought you up here were the policies in around the virus as it pertains to your kids and your family. So I think we got a lot of things wrong nationally and locally, and I'm not a big fan of the CDC anymore because they should have our welfare at stake, number one in health. And I just pointed out the last 3 years, if you listen to the show, don't get me going. I want to hear from you. But the lack of discussion about mental health, the lack of discussion about anxiety and depression that we were doing to young people, keeping them remote longer than we needed to, keeping them masked in schools when many kids couldn't communicate and it was causing anxiety. We've messed kids up for years unnecessarily, we're learning. The shutdowns, the lockdowns did nothing for the spread of Omicron. There's a lot of questions about the money around all this. But, I mean, when you look at all this, and I think a lot of states and political people have misjudged how concerned parents were. They felt shut out and locked out of their kids' policies about what was best for their 9- and 10-year-old and 12-year-olds. I think people overshot the runway a lot here. Now, I know that's mammoth, and I don't know where it all goes, but what are some takeaways? Do you think I'm totally off base?
No, Jack, I think you're right on. I think the mental health impact of the pandemic was overwhelming. I would argue not yet fully acknowledged or understood.
Well, I think it's years to come.
Yeah, I think that's right. It'll be. But I'm going to introduce a little twist here to your topic. I actually think it was compounded not only by the bad policies, but frankly because of social media and some of these algorithms. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got kids that are now digitally native, living on social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what do kids post on social media? They post great pictures, happy outcomes, positive things. Nobody's posting, hey, my girlfriend or my boyfriend dumped me. Hey, I had a really horrible day. I screwed up this. I was playing ball and I lost. Goals were scored on me. They only post positive things. And so those individuals who are having their lives lived in the real world with ups and downs go on social media and they naturally feel inadequate. They feel everybody's life is better. That compounded some of these mental health forms.
Into isolation, depression.
it just compounded.
Yeah.
And it was sort of, you put them in this bubble of anxiety that just fed upon itself. And I think it's devastating. I mean, so much damage done.
You're a person of intelligence, education, PhD, MIT. There's a lot of smart people in the world. And I love your one of your comments on your book, Think for Yourself, Restoring Common Sense in an Age of Experts. One of my favorite movies was in Absence of Malice with the late Paul Newman and Wilford Brimley. And he's in the room at the end and he goes, he's talking to the U.S. attorney who screwed up the case. And he says, you know, a lot of smart people in the room. Yeah, everyone in the room is smart, but there's stupid people here. Age of Experts.
Yep.
A lot of people, a lot of big titles telling us what to do the last 3 years. And they didn't get it all right.
Yep.
And hindsight's 20/20. But how did they get so much of this wrong?
Yeah.
So well-educated, smart people. How did they kind of overshoot the runway and tell governors we were going to have the death rate we were going to have? And
yep.
How is there so much misinformation on a virus that the virus has come along? It was a novel virus. It became a pandemic. It's still mutating. How did they kind of miss a lot of this?
Yeah, Jack, I think it comes down to a simple concept, which is the devotion, almost religious devotion we've developed to experts and expertise. Experts live in silos. By definition, they're very focused. And let's not forget that focus is a two-edged sword. It means, yes, you've got a narrow, deep focus that's positive in a particular area. It also means you are blindly ignoring large swaths of what might be affecting your world and that area of focus. And so the reality is we just lost the context. Let's use an example, the pandemic. You raised it here. A public health professional will focus exclusively on a population level analysis. That doesn't mean it applies to you. Mm-hmm. And so individual uniqueness was lost. Let me ask you this. What was the cost of a missed mammogram during the pandemic lockdowns? I don't know, but it's not zero.
Right.
What was the cost of someone?
Prostate cancer, screenings,
bingo,
all the stuff
all
we shut out the window for a virus. And at the end of the day, heart attacks, cancer,
all of that.
Fentanyl overdose, mental health, suicide, depression will far outweigh anything this virus ever did.
Yep. The problem is we've gotten too narrow a focus. We need to take a step back.
Well, the other thing
back,
is right on your book, common sense.
Bingo.
You know, I love the story because you were from the Boston area. I grew up north of Boston, and my dad went to the school you teach at. But there's a story, I don't know if it's true, near the Arthur Fiedler footbridge on Storrow Drive years ago when I was growing up. A tractor trailer wasn't supposed to be going over there because the footbridge, the overpass, and got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in all the engineers and all the experts from the nearby universities. They're studying, and they got their hands on their chin. They're measuring the public works people. Suppose there was a teenage girl in a car about four back sitting in traffic for hours. She goes, why don't you just let some of the air out of the tires and we'll drive it through? What do you think happened?
It worked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, before I let you go, are you running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican?
Oh, my goodness, Jack. I don't know. I think there's a lot of different
I'm hearing your name out there.
You are. By who? I'd love to know.
Insiders, as they say.
Insiders saying that.
Inside look, the inquiring mind.
Well, look, I think there's a lot of stuff that's going wrong with our state here with policies down in D.C. I would love to help that process however possible. You know, I'll explore lots of different things over the course of
my
time.
Have you ruled out a run for the U.S. Senate as a Republican?
I'll explore anything that comes at me, Jack. I don't. I haven't made any decisions on anything, but others have suggested you're not the first person to raise
it. But is it something you're at least contemplating? I mean,
I'm contemplating everything, Jack. I'm contemplating what to do, where to do it, and how to do it. So the answer there is, I'll contemplate it. I'll contemplate lots of things.
I mean, I'm one of the first who first asked Donald Trump if he's seriously running, and he goes, should I?
Well, you tell me, should I? There's a good question for you.
I'm not in the business to advise. You are.
Yep.
No, but I'm hearing your name, so it's a compliment. All right, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. Dr. Vic, you're welcome to stick around. We're going to be back on Good Morning New Hampshire. Dr. Vic, by the way, check out the website, mansharamani.com.